Give me 2 eggs. So tomorrow I got nothing.
Do you believe that everybody should be born poor? 1 week of their life. 1 week.
As you see, I'm in a wheelchair. I was hit by a train 10 years ago. And a year ago, I was hit by a truck.
There's a feeling in the pit of your stomach the first several nights that you're out there when you realize you actually are in a place where you got nowhere to go.
How do you like being at the shelter?
Kind of good. And I like it when we had our own bed, different. And when we get our new house, I'll be so happy when I have my own room.
This may surprise a lot of people, but in the last school year, all of our schools here in Butte County, there's 14 different school districts, identified about 900 students, children and youth who were in homeless situations during the course of the school year.
Welcome to the Without a Roof program, where we expose and remedy poverty, the worst form of violence.
Our homeless people need to be treated like people, not treated like animals or outcasts. They need to be shown that, you know, somebody still cares in order to give them a sense of hope and a sense of pride.
Hey, how's it going today? I'm Gabriel.
Awesome, Gabriel. You said you had a degree in sociology?
That's correct.
Awesome. You've already described all the things that have been happening for you out here. I mean, if there's one thing you'd like people to know about your situation or just being a human being, what would that be?
I want all of y'all to know, the homeless especially, stop robbing each other. You can only survive if you're kind to one another. Stop being bush pirates. What's a homeless guy got? He's got a bag full of trinkets that are very meaningful to him. That's all. He's not got that $1 million coin stuffed up and lost in his backpack somewhere.
Hi, my name's Ashley, and me and my husband Brian and our dog Sativa. We're homeless. We've been homeless for off and on for a couple of years, but really homeless for the past 9 months because my mom died. And I'm actually in the process of trying to sue the hospital right now because it's their fault for killing her.
This is Uncle Bucca. He gave me such a warm welcome. Tell us a little bit about yourself, sir, and what your situation is here in Chico.
Yes, this is Uncle Buckeye. Though I'm from Defiance, Ohio, the Buckeye State. Yoo-wee! And I am 52 years old, going on 26. And I've been homeless since I lost my home back in Ohio, the Buckeye State. But everybody calls me Rick. But I don't like the name of Rick because that brings me bad memories of Ohio, which they mistreated me. So I belong to Jesus.
So this is your dream house someday?
Yep, pink dream house.
Where do you live now?
On the streets. We need somebody to stand by us because everyone looks at us and downgrades us because we're not like them. Uh-huh. We don't have to be like them, you know. We're our own people. Even though we ain't succeeded in life like other people have, they don't need to downgrade us for what we've done to put ourselves on the street.
Hey, you. Yeah, it's me. What's going on with you? For I'm still me. I'm with you every day. I'm with you when you pray. I'm with you when you're happy or sad. And yes, I'm even with you when you're mad. So you know that you can always turn to me, for I'll always be there for you.
Well, what did you think about that, Billy, listening to yourself?
Well, it was a wonderful feeling and it teared me up because sometimes I make wrong mistakes and do stupid things, but I always turn to the Lord because He's there for me.
Billy. This is the punk rock troubadour of Chico, man. One of my favorite people. I came by and simply gave him one of our staples, peanut butter and jelly, and some mixed fruit from the Hope Center in Oroville, man. And what did you say to me? It was kind of cool, man.
I don't know. What did I say?
You made my day.
You did make my day. My blood sugar's been low all day, and I've only made a dollar, so this is awesome.
From your diabetes, right?
Yep.
Are you okay if I communicate some of the stuff that's going on for you? Try to get you some help?
Is there no help to be gotten?
Huh?
There's no help to be had.
I can try, man. I think more people understand what you're going through, man. Because you said something earlier that no one cares. I care. You know? I can't speak for anyone else but myself, but I can tell you I care.
Pretty much. I mean, I've been here 2 years. Only you're the second person that's ever said coming out of the cold.
The rich man got his job, the poor man go to work. Blood sucker warmed up, drink of wine, no mayor wants a vote. Soon I don't ask for nothing, man, but I will take another dose. Cause I ain't asked nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. Hell no, if you don't like the way I'm living, you can't leave this stubborn country kid alone. Oh well.
What do you got to say, Matt, about this whole sit and lilar and communities, everyone?
Even just the idea that we live in a free country but can tell people it's illegal to sit on the ground is kind of ridiculous. It's just absurd.
It is absurd. There's absurdity there.
Definitely.
If you had one thing you'd like people to know about Matt's love for people that are down and out and just being part of the community, what would that be?
You gotta love everyone, man. We're all people. We're all humans. We all make mistakes and we all go through tough situations. But we're all, you know, gotta love everyone. Awesome. I'm not even a Christian myself, but I follow the belief that Jesus loves the poor and the meek just as much. In fact, often more than the wealthy.
I'm talking to a nice gentleman out here. We were asking the questions about, you know, what do you love about being able to stay here, this safe space here?
I like the fact that we got a place to stay, good people to meet, people like us to get along, we help each other out. Keep the place clean. We clean up after each other. We don't make a mess. We feed each other. Have barbecues sometimes. We feed each other. We look after one another. Make sure we're safe. And we like this place. It's a place called home for now. Thank you.
I've had people come up and say, you would never survive. The streets are just too mean for you. And maybe they're right. But, you know, you run across some really, really, really good people. You see a lot of struggling, a lot of suffering. You know, we all think we've struggled through our lives until, you know, there's nothing more hard than being homeless. Nothing.
You go to the mission tonight?
Yeah.
And get out of this cold?
Yeah.
All right. God bless you, man.
A lot of people stop and ask me questions and they give me some money, food.
Mm-hmm. What about the other people? What do they do, the other people that aren't so nice?
Oh, like you? Not maybe 10%.
Mm.
People stop, say, I go, how you doing? No. I tell them the right thing. I'm hungry. I got no place to sleep. And I have to sleep outside.
Hey, it's Without a Roof here. I think you've seen in this video and others the whole concept or term, a tent is affordable housing. I think that's easy to grasp, get our hands around and understand. What I think hasn't been well communicated or outlaid is something I'm going to parlay here for you right now. And that is the lack of affordable housing and jobs. So let's just say, instantaneously, every community around America, even the one I'm staying in right now, Garberville, with a small population of, say, 50 homeless folks. Let's just say, instantaneously, these folks were 4-0 SAT, excellent as you would be in school. Everything's perfect. They're ready for housing. They're ready for jobs. They're ready. Do you think we have anywhere near housing or jobs for these people? Not even freaking close.
But we'll put a spin on it now. We'll go, well, at least that way we'll be able to put them all in the emergency shelter system that we have and start the process to move them into housing that doesn't exist. Well, we don't even have the emergency shelters to accommodate these folks. So, you know, let's just hope that miracle happens once we have all those things in place. But while you people figure all of this out, could we please sleep in a tent?
Voice for the People. It starts with a short introduction, just explaining the song and talking, and then it goes into the verse, like, further explaining it. Goes, yo, it's Vital Impulse, and these are people without homes, enjoying life. I was one myself. Some people choose this lifestyle, and others are forced into it. There's good and bad people in all walks of life, but don't judge a book by its cover. We need a real change. It's absurd. People pushing others down just because they don't have a roof over their heads. Man, be grateful for what you have and stop looking down on others for what they don't, because one day, that might just be you. Look, I'm the voice of the people, for you and the ones without a choice to be equal. I crush evil, I'm doing this for the underdogs, pushed down, dead broke, hiding out from thunderstorms. They always point the finger, people try to blame you, but understand I was walking in the same shoes. I've gas jugged, held signs for money, held my thumb out and hitchhiked around the country. I've been kicked out just for holding signs stating that I need a job cause I want to work for mine. But people like that don't know what it's like for people like us that really want something from life. It's hardship when you ain't got nothing to start with. They say, get a job, bum, go work at Target. I reply with my fist up. I try to be patient, but I already filled out the applications. Wait, let me check my cell. Still no missed calls. Now they want to act like it's my fault. I'm sick of people trying to act like we don't got it rough. Ignorant citizens probably never had to live like us. I done had enough, but I ain't here to call you out. I just want to educate and show them all what we're about. They need to see our face. Raise your voice, make it loud. We all at the bottom, just reaching up into the clouds. So what's different? The answer is the system. At one point, the whole nation fell into the schism. But one day, just wait, everything could change. It all starts with a little spark in your brain. I just don't get why they're so judgmental. I work for my worth and speak deep with my pencil. Without a roof, we got good people too. Break it down for what it is. The real problem is you. Vital.
Got one of my favorite peeps here, Tony. Christmas Eve, he's gonna play a song and give us a little Christmas cheer, man.
Goes something like this, I reckon. Blackbirds singing in the dead of night. You take them broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you're only waiting for this moment to arrive.
You can introduce this to your family, man. You got this beautiful picture down here, man. Take a look at that. My good friend Arturo was telling me about how the police had brought you food and water?
Yeah. Last night.
What happened?
I was behind the hotel in a shade. I was going to sleep when somebody, I see the tent. Two young policemen. How you doing here? Well, I give him explanation about my disease, my age, and we left, you know, and they don't mistreat me. You know, they treat me pretty good.
Awesome.
And they, you know, you need some food? Oh, yeah. They brought me hamburger, french fries, and a bottle of water. And they left. See?
That's a nice story.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, I was ousted by the cops. I know, I was run out of town, literally. I called the ambulance on a guy that was having an overdose in Marysville, and his buddies and him wanted to beat me up in Marysville, so I decided to catch another ride to Grass Valley, thinking I could seek refuge in Hospitality House, and then I got driven out of town. No, that was in Vacaville, where the police wanted to arrest me for possession of a shopping cart. After escaping from Palo Alto, after the district attorney dropped my possession of a shopping cart charge, they've run out all the street musicians on University Avenue in Palo Alto. For some reason, the people driving the Porsches and the Teslas and the Mercedes-Benz don't like to see people like us. Believe it or not, not everyone has a substance abuse or, some kind of substance abuse problem or severe mental illness. I think I've become mentally ill since I lost my place to live in Tahoe in the middle of December, and then I lost my car a month later, and I just haven't ever really been able to get on my feet.
Are you going to tell me about the time you were on the streets of Chico?
I was there on and off, in and out of jail and on the streets for about a year, and it was the hardest life I'd ever lived. It's really hard for a woman to be homeless in Chico. I was unable to go into any of the shelters because I was on heroin really bad, and I found out really quickly where to stay and where not to stay. I was sexually assaulted in downtown Chico and some pretty close encounters in Bidwell Park. It's just not a place to be after dark, actually in the daytime even. People find out real quick that you're alone, you know. And so what I did is I hooked up with a drug dealer who was homeless too, but on a bicycle. He stole me a bike, and I stuck with him everywhere, and then I was safer like that. When either him or myself was in jail, I'd stay behind Food Max over there because there's a couple camps back there of people that are really loving. They're not strung out. They drink, but they're not drug addicted. And they watched out for people like me. There was always an open bottle, you know, and they'd always be willing to drink with me or feed me or whatever. There was a couple people that I stayed with out on off the Esplanade, and I would just steal food every day from the stores. And as long as I brought food back, everybody was cool there. But then there was, you know, it's just life on the streets. I was totally losing my will to live while I was on the streets. In fact, the last time I was in jail, when I was loaded, I begged them not to release me. They kept picking me up and then releasing me for whatever, you know, reason. Yeah. I begged them not to let me. I said I had nowhere to go. I had been arrested with no shoes on. It was evening already. And I begged them. I said I didn't have anywhere to go. I didn't want to go. I'd rather have stayed in jail because at least I was eating and sleeping. And I remember all the girls from the pod, like, embraced me and said, just get into a program. Just go to a program. I said, I don't even know where a program is. You know, I just didn't know where to go. So I got my bus ticket from jail and got right off downtown Chico and just did what I knew how to do.
Sitting down, having a beer.
Be anywhere is probably what's going to happen next. I like that, Rick. Rick Shaw. Rick Shaw says he can play. He plays anything that makes the sound. Is that what you said, Rick? What up, John? What did we just see here?
Okay, so we saw this cop, right? And he was all like telling this homeless lady, hey, you gotta move you and your cart because you can't be sitting here after you ate your meal. But there was a lady and another lady sitting down and he didn't tell them. So I asked him, hey, why are you harassing the homeless person and not telling these people over here not to keep going on? And he told me to not worry about it and I should quit talking to him. And I, yo, dude, he's a peace officer, man. I just wanna know. I just wanna know. Come on now. Why are the home free kids getting harassed? She was a lady though, so she wasn't really even a kid. She was just a sweet little elderly homeless lady. Man, that really grinds my gears.
Didn't he say shut your mouth?
Oh, something like that. I thought he said burn my mouth, but I guess you told me it was shut my mouth. But
all right, man. Any final comments?
Authority? Man, Jah gave you authority. Start acting of it. Treat it like... It's a privilege. Don't be abusing it now. Jah, love and guide and protect you on your adventure now.
I'm on the streets. I don't have to be this way, but I chose to live like this to get my freedom. I came from Oroville and got beat up, got my purse mugged and everything. I just love living like this right now. I love my freedom.
So you're saying you're out here because this is your best choice that you have, is to sleep out here. I mean, if you could come up with your dream place, you would stay. No one would bother you, so you had like a whole sandbox. Where would you live?
If I had my dream place, I would have a house in Iowa.
You know what else I tell people when they try to say people are homeless by choice? Next time someone says that, I go, well, how come it's only poor people that make that choice? God bless you, Janet.
God bless you too, sweet.
Vinegar.
Billy just watched his video. Smile. You're a little teary-eyed, man.
Smile.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing well.
Think
God's with me.
Say
so.
Sex.
It's sex.
There are a lot of,
that's about the biggest smile you're going to get.
My name is Jeff Newland. I was born Friday the 13th, 1966, in Enloe Hospital. I'm a longtime Chico resident. And I'm homeless in my hometown. And there is no homeless services. I went through two rehabs. I graduated and came home to homeless. There's nothing I can do but drink just to sleep on the rocks. I want shelter for people that are in the middle of addiction that can be responsible but also have a little blood alcohol, because we're gonna die without it.
All right, this is the wonderful Catherine. She's she told me she's a cruiser, a longtime cruiser in her wheels here.
Yes, you.
Yeah? What do you have to say about being happy, Catherine?
It's something individual.
Mm-hmm.
But the happy or not in, I have a lot of reasons not to be, I am told, but I am regardless happy. I'm glad I'm alive at last, yeah. Is there anyone happy, satisfied with their life? Yes, indeed.
Now, I thought you were 45, Catherine, and I was off by a little bit.
No, about 20 years, I say, at least 20 years. I'm in my 60s now.
If you'd like everyone to know one thing about Catherine, what would that be?
That she's got a good disposition for being a gimp. Yes, indeed. A good disposition.
Give me five, Catherine. You're awesome. I'm so blessed to have met you today. All right, I'm pretty blessed today to be sharing time and space with Homeless. She's a U.S. Coast Guard veteran, and she's actually going to a private school doing some trade work here in a Northern California community that shall remain anonymous. But maybe you could just give us a little bit of your story and how things are going for you and the situation that you're at.
I didn't expect that I'd ever be in this position, but I consider it a privilege now. And I know that that sounds strange, but I've always been dedicated in my profession to help people, and I got divorced this year, and because of that, I ended up homeless. And so I'm having to face a lot of the issues that homeless people face that everyday people aren't really familiar with, and I really consider it a privilege to, because I've noticed that there's a lot of really good people out here, and they're mistreated. And
can you give us an example of how they were mistreated? Or
You would think that because they're just a human being, that people would treat them with more compassion, but because they're homeless, people literally step over them. I mean, just one of the first few days I was homeless. I've been an emergency responder since I graduated high school, and the first day I saw a man laying on the grass in the hot sun, not awake, and you know, apparently he was intoxicated, but a lot of people don't think that that's a life threat, and it is, and people were walking by, and nobody did anything, and I checked him, and I called the EMS for him, and he didn't even have a blood pressure. I mean, it was good that I called it, because mm-hmm. probably saved him. He was out in the hot sun, and we're reaching temperatures of like 105 degrees. So it was just, that's an example, and it's hard to believe that it happens anywhere where there's towns where you step over another human being and just keep going. I had heard about that happening in New York, but it was unbelievable to see.
How much have you spent on the hotel room up there?
So far, $2,605.
Since when?
Since the 5th of last month.
That's all because you can't find a place to stay and you have no income?
My husband died, I had nothing. I lost my husband, I lost my house, and I lost my Sundays because I can't even cook. You know how it kills me right now that I can't cook? Make me cry.
God bless you, Mama Rose.
Our Father was art in heaven, hallowed thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory and forever and ever. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.